Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for being here, for being all that you are, small business owners. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Rhett Power is here, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you love that name, Rhett Power? And it sounds like right out of Central Casting, right? With a name like that, you've got to have the goods, and this guy does. He's a small business owner just like you, an award-winning small business owner. He also, though, gives back. He spreads the importance and the power of entrepreneurship around the world in his work with the State Department as a speaker for them. He's traveling around the world doing that. He has lived in other countries and worked in other countries, including Russia. And he's got a new book out called The Entrepreneur's Book of Actions. And it's a book. What I like about it is it's a daily reader. Yeah, one of those. And he's our new friend, Rhett Power. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim, for having me on.
It's good to have you. Good to have you here. Congratulations on all the accomplishments you've had, and I have to say that I love the way your accomplishments all stack up to the benefit of small business owners.
Well, I think they do. I mean, I don't think when I wrote it for me, and the reason I wrote it, Jim, is because these are issues I face every day, and these are issues that I know everybody else faces every day. You know, I as you said, I speak and work with small business owners all over the world. This is what we do. These are the issues that we face every morning when we unlock the door.
You're a toy company. You're the co-founder of Wild Creations. What is that?
It is a small toy company. You know, we make cool little toys, but you know,
what kind of toys? I mean, action figures, tractors. What are we talking here?
We started with small little aquariums, little frog aquariums, and the intention was, I'm an outdoor guy, our whole vision when we started the company was that we wanted to get kids off the couch and off those devices,
right?
And outside.
God bless you for that, but howdy is that needed these days, right?
Boy, I tell you what, we do, and it's so the whole idea was, you know, science and nature and stuff that, you know, got kids interested in the outdoors, and it's sort of grown into, you know, other things and other products, but that was sort of the intent when we first started.
So then you grew your business, and I know you've been very successful with it. What was the thing, as a business owner, what was the first thing that you learned that you said, wow, this isn't what I thought was going to happen?
Well, I thought it was going to be a cakewalk.
anybody can balance a budget. I buy stuff. I sell stuff. What's the big deal, right?
I was delusional, I think. I think, my partner and I, you know, we had this wealth of experience, and we had started in the consulting world, and so I was a little big for my britches, I think, a little overconfident. But I remember telling my wife, we're gonna be profitable in no time. And, you know, 2 years later when we hadn't paid ourselves, she was like,
Hold on, Red. I want you to say that again. Say that last little thing you said just now. Two years later,
when we hadn't paid ourselves yet.
You hear that, folks? Startups, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Rhett.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, you know, I think that was, you know, go back to your question, I think that was the one of the lessons was that this is hard, and if it was easy,
monkeys would be doing it.
Exactly. And what we do every day is tough, and you have to learn. I think one of the lessons I learned was to say no. That was one of the tough things for me because I'm a sales guy, right? And I like to say yeah. But when you're running your own shop, you got to say no a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a tough lesson to learn.
That's a big one, isn't it? Not only you got to say no to a lot of people, right? Including people who want to steal your time.
Steal your time. I mean, that goes for everything, right?
Yeah.
Money, time, and you know, when you start your business, this is something that I really learned. It took me a couple of years to learn, but you know, when you start your business, I think I'll remember it for the rest of my life. I remember getting the keys to that first little warehouse that we owned and walking in and saying,
wow.
This is mine.
Wow.
This is mine, right? And you're ready to roll up your sleeves and get busy, and you do. And for the first couple of years, we struggled and struggled and struggled and struggled and struggled. And because you're doing everything. You're doing the customer service. You're doing the boxing. You're boxing
yep.
the product. You're,
and being the CEO, grow. Where are we going? Where are we going to be 5 years from now?
And well, see, I think you spend less time doing that because you're so busy doing all that other stuff, right?
Bingo.
And that was the trap that we got into. Is you know, we were
right.
driving 150,000 miles a year delivering product, and we were doing everything. And,
right.
and I think we didn't start growing until we stopped. You know, until we sat down and we stopped doing all that stuff, and we started thinking about what we're doing.
I got to work less in my business, a little more on my business.
And I know that's a cliche nowadays, but it's
true.
Really true. It's really true.
Yeah, no question. So, what was the biggest mistake you made?
Wow, we could chalk up a lot of them. We made a lot of mistakes. We at some point we decided that we wanted a more advanced accounting system. We went to SAP at some point. That
mm-hmm.
was just an awful mistake. We've made mistakes in hiring. We've made mistakes.
The thing is people listening to you right now, you're not going to do anything to stop them from making their mistakes. All you and I want to do is to help them not make our mistakes. Right?
That's exactly right.
Because
That's
mistakes
exactly
are going
right.
to happen. Edison said it's how you discover what doesn't work, didn't he?
You discover about yourself, right? You
yeah.
start learning from yourself. You get, I got more gray hair as I got more mature. As a more mature business owner, a lot of things that you learn.
Are you like me when you see somebody who's just grown their business to 300 employees, instead of being impressed with them, you say, wow, glad I'm not making that payroll.
Oh, but
that's what you think, isn't it? Hey, I need your website, Rhett.
It's www.rhettpower.com, RHETTPOWER.
And the Entrepreneur's Book of Actions, folks, we're going to get into it. We're going to open it up and get into it deeply after these messages. It's available wherever books are sold. It's just out now.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.